after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest my chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Sunny J. And, man, it is Wednesday. I know what Wednesday is on every Wednesday on Life After Dust Live. Is the hump day after dusk edition. And y'all know what we do every hump day. We remind you, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. And you know, I mean, you got that little public service announcement the way that we have to do, you know, they put a little sign up to me and tell me I got to there every week or I'm going to get fired. So, no. But anyways, you're glad to be in the building. And, you know, one day I got to get off the back, man. We got to get applause going, y'all, because I'm very excited about something to announce. So let's get applause over. And that is, you know, we are actually one of the staff picks of the week on Blog Talk Radio. So big ups to that, and it's just a good look. Every time I see that they pick the show, as is, you know, one thing is already great enough that we are a feature show, but whenever they pick it as a staff pick, it's just so much love, and I appreciate it because that shows they take an extra mile to promote those different celebrities that come to the show. So it's a great look and all that good stuff. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to my co-host, because we got my co-host with the most in the building. We got my boy, DJ P-Bug. What's up?
What up?
What's up?
My girl, Terry Lamore.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
And then Keith, the diva in the building, too. What's up?
What's up, world? What's up?
Yeah, we and I got to see the chat. I got to see you in the chat room already. And that's my boy, Goofy Bone. I'm going to give him a shout out because this dude been rocking me since I started doing the show. And I used to go to his show like when I first was getting ready to get started, and I've learned a lot from them on his show and how he just runs his show. It's just hilarious. So big up to my boy, Kusha Bo, in the chat room. And his show always comes on. So wherever y'all come to the show on Mondays and Wednesdays, his show comes on directly after ours. So y'all check him out, and y'all can see, man, this dude is hilarious, man. So check him out, definitely. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and let you guys know who's going to be on the show today, because I know a lot of y'all already have been peeping on Twitter, Facebook, websites, and all that good stuff. But my boy, actor, artist, Khalil Thomas, is coming out to the show. We're coming on to the show today, and, oh, man, definitely a great look. You probably know him from his breakout role as Zero and Disney's Holes. And some of y'all know him for Royal Bounce. Some of y'all know him getting his behind spanked on Friday at the next for ducking trash and Santa Claus. Uncle Aaron, y'all touch that Aaron like that, man. Because Aaron will play. And now, you know, he's growing up and whatnot. He's now I'm signed with Executive Dream to his label and whatnot, and they're doing a lot of great stuff. You know, and I always like seeing that. I like seeing when actors, especially when they were childhood stars, be able to transition so well. So we'll talk to him about that and how he's able to do the music game and then still do acting at the same time. So,
right.
And definitely what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely is.
Now I'm gonna go ahead and go to each of y'all. You know what? We always chop it up again. Let everybody know a little quick something about we got going on this week. But we gonna go. Let's start with Keith first. We gonna go a little backwards. So Keith, so go ahead and let everybody know you got any special announcements you got for everybody.
Yes, actually, I will be doing my giveaway. I have a glamour package for the females, and I have a Foot Locker gift card for the guys. Okay, I did say $50, but, okay, look like I'm feeling a little good, so I'm going to go up to $100. So that's a pair of shoes for somebody.
Wow. Listen to that.
Okay.
I will be a listener today, Lord.
Okay. It's a catch. It is a catch. You got to listen. You got to tune in to either my Twitter or my Facebook for more details on how to play. It is a game. I'm going to put a couple of facts about me, and I'm going to ask you questions on the next show. And if you get it right, you get the glamour package. Now, ladies, I know you're going to be into it because a lot of y'all can't afford a Mac, but you think that's a little out of your budget. So your girl took care of y'all. I took real good care of y'all. And the guys, you know, the new shoes coming out, hey, my treat from Keith to you, you know. So you got to stay tuned and listen, and I will let you know my Twitter and my Facebook at the end of the show, just so you won't forget. So be on the lookout for that. And I will
get a Payless gift card. I'm trying to get myself laced up with some Payless shoes.
You can't play. You said you can't play. None of those can play. You guys cannot be involved. I'm going to actually start trying to do a giveaway every month during the show. So you definitely got to be listening out for that. Most definitely.
All right. Taryn,
what's up, y'all? Okay, so all my people know that I'm supposed to be in Detroit today. A couple things happened, but I am trying to leave out tomorrow, so I still will be at the party to see everybody and to interact with people. Still doing the Macy's project, and going to be having a feature soon in Blueprint magazine. So
right.
other than that, that's pretty much what's going on right now.
Well, DJ,
everybody's
people.
Working.
Well, recently I've been practicing becoming the greatest breakdancing champ in the world. I've been competing with a couple international breakdancers through my cell phone. It's a new thing that's going on right now where you break dance through your cell phone, and we call it breaking phones. That's a new thing that's going on right now. So when y'all start hearing about that, remember where y'all heard it first, break dancing through the phones, P-Buck, I'm the king. Man, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't see that. Y'all ain't see that.
Yeah, buddy.
But now, real talk, we're gonna be doing it big out here in Dallas this weekend with Khalil Thomas on the D-Town Takeover Tour, and we're gonna have them everywhere. And it's gonna be a Zouk on Thursday, House of Blues on Thursday, Blast on Friday. We're gonna be out there, you know, with my boy LD Desi Brown on Saturday at the charitable event Unwrapped that's going down, and then you know he's just gonna be migrating through the city. So if you're trying to get your fantasy on from about, you know, when you was a kid and you was like, dang, I like them on TV, he'll be out in Dallas, so you know, you might get lucky. That goes out to all the ladies. I know when I was little I used to like Gabrielle Union.
Kyla Pratt, boy. I was and still am on Kyla Pratt. I'm on her like white on rice.
Yeah.
But no,
oh, wow.
Gabrielle, man, making good. Ooh, wee. Well, I saw making good the Super Bowl. I was like, dang, you find an impression that you are. You eat is like rice.
Yeah, I'm like, making good. I will buy your ice cream any day on any Friday.
Shoot, man, I'm telling you, boy, I buy the ice cream, lick it off of it, all kinds of stuff. All right, that's get me started.
Well, now we're going into life after dark.
Now we're going to Twitter after dark mode. It's like, okay. That was for the mature audiences of the show.
You guys are showing out. Definitely showing out.
Oh, man. Hey, y'all the ones, hey, y'all going to find out later. But no, So other crazy stuff going on with me, you know. So it's hilarious, man. Y'all, I mean, I keep my discretion a little bit to extend by work, but man, sometimes it's hilarious, man. And one story I got to share is, you know, at work it's just you get. The old people, man, y'all gonna start realizing some old people are mean as heck. Mm-hmm. I find that out every day, man. They be ready to cuss you out. They be saying all kind of crazy stuff to you, man.
Yeah.
I honestly did not know that. You know, you hear about it. You know, your grandma's jokes with you and whatnot. But you know, when it's a stranger, I did not know that old people are just that mean. Like,
it's that wicked.
The older you get, the younger your mentality get. You start regressing.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go back to that stage to where your kids, if you raise them right, they're gonna go ahead and start taking care of you.
But James, you get people like some people I know that send their parents off to nursing homes. Then you know, I can't do that. I can't.
Yeah, they be cutting me up. I be sitting there. I be hurrying up. Like, man, let me go ahead and get out this call, man. Like, I be ready to die laughing at some of them folks. And they like some of this stuff they say. You keep a straight face on. I don't know how I keep it straight. I was like, I be like, oh man,
man, I can't keep a straight face when people say they popping a Molly. I'm like, why are you popping a white girl?
That is just
I don't understand it. Yeah, popping Molly. I was confused for a second. Cause people
like,
say drug free.
Molly,
I'm a drinker.
What is she doing? I don't know who Molly is. Is she like who's Molly? Like I was so confused who she was.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I was like, I was thinking people turning into murderers. Talking about popping Molly. I'm like, you saying that on record? I'm tired of people snitching on themselves. You pop Molly?
Like, I was so confused. Like, when I first heard it was in Kanye West said it on Mercy. He was like, there's something by Mary. She gone off that Molly.
That
I'm like,
Molly, yeah.
I was like, what the heck is Molly? I'm like, what does she have to do with Mary? I was confused. I'm like, Mary is... smoking green, and I'm like, what is this? Maybe that's what they were saying. But I was like, what the Molly at? I thought they were saying Marley, maybe. That's what I was so confused about for so long.
Because, you know, they get a little crazy when it comes to those lyrics. They go to saying one thing, but they really be saying something else. But it's crazy.
But that's just what people find a cover up to say something slick without using a new phrase. So they're not necessarily saying a derogatory term or whatever. They just kind of say, hey, I'm doing this.
Well, shout out to that girl in suburbia America who's saying, I'm the Molly that they talking about in them songs. I'm the original Molly.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, we got to share that
true
story.
We got to share that true story.
I got to share a true story about something that like that. I know somebody that got an attitude, and this is the first one that cat, you know, that's a cat and that's what I give up. I'm sorry. I mean,
oh,
I got
right,
a side note. Yeah, I mean, I mean, I've been needing a finger lady when that dude starts singing, because I was up being like the dude in the background. He's all been understanding nothing he's saying. I want that finger. He was talking to them badass kids every day on the street, and I was fast little kids that come to that street. I'm going to tell my mama, you got my candy. That's how he sound. That's how he sound. What is he saying? I've been needing the finger lady. Finger lady, where you at? Tell me what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is crazy.
That's
like my man.
He is
a great rapper.
Jay-Z?
I'm just saying it was a little off. But no, but going back into it, now the joke about that was this chick was like really good, because her name was Keisha, and she was like getting mad, and she's gonna tell you know, did y'all know that song was made about me, because my uncle and my dad used to always call Kush Keisha and all that other crap, and she tried to say they stole that from her dad and her uncle.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Get the heck out
of
here. I was like, really? We got one.
Let's start over with this conversation so we can put you on World Star. I'm on World Star. Shout out to the
real,
boy.
That was World Star worthy, man. I wish you would have had that. I would sit there and be, I got Q number right now. I'm going to sit there to Q right away and say, Q, let me call you real quick, bro, and let you know about this. You got to put this in the world, so. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to a quick music break, and then we come back. We'll chop up some more. We might have our guests on the line by then, so y'all chill out right here. We'll go to a very quick song. Matter of fact, we're going to play one of his, we're not going to play the new song by him yet. We're going to play one of his other songs again here. It's my boy, Khalil Thomas, and this is Sweat. Sweat out.
Hey.
Right here on Life at the Dust. Right back.
Sweat. 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 Sweat.
Sweat.
Slick with it.
All right, we back in the mix. We're back in the mix of Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Sonny J, the craziest co-host in the world, is your boy DJ P Bug. Tara Lamont.
Yes, you.
And my girl Keisha D Bug.
What it do?
Swear out. My boy Khalil Thomas. And, you know, that's definitely a good sign, you know, for all you people that's, you know, getting ready for the new year, and one of your New Year's resolutions is to lose a little bit. That's a good workout song for you to work it out to. So definitely I recommend putting that in your playlist when you're trying to work out some of those pounds.
Sweat it out.
You know, sweat it out. That's there you go. All right, I'm about to go. So I think we got my boy Khalil Thomas on the line. I'm going to go ahead and go to him. Now, this is boy Khalil Thomas.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show, man. You know, we can't just bring this show any other way. The audience like to bring in certain ways.
Okay. Yeah.
It was good to have you on the show, man. You know, you're definitely a man that's been doing a lot of great things for a hot minute, man. It's definitely, you know, for one hard working man to the next man, I definitely salute to you. You're doing it up, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. That's what it's all about, man, being able to recognize those who work hard and, you know, strive for what they believe in, man, and follow their dreams.
Well, definitely. And, you know, you've definitely been working hard at it, following your dreams every step of the way. So, off the fact, man, we're going to go off the top. And some people might be like, man, this dude looks familiar, but, you know, something looks familiar about this dude. I can't put my finger on it. So we're going to go ahead and run people's minds back. Go ahead and let people know who Khalil Thomas is and how he got started.
I mean, you know, the people who hear my name, Khalil Thomas, they might think, like, yo, I know it sounds familiar, but when they see the face, like you said, they try to put a finger, like, yo, I know this kid. And, you know, what they may know me for is films like Friday After Next, films like Holes with me and Shia LaBeouf, a film like Walking Tall with me and The Rock, Roll Bounce with me and Bow Wow, Dirty with me and Cuba Gooding Jr., ER, House, 90210, Sons of Anarchy, The Bernie Mac Show. The list kind of goes on and on with that. So, you know, from the acting side as well as the music.
Well, definitely. You know, you pretty much every project you named, I've seen. Everybody, I think I pretty much say that. Like, I keep joking. Some people are like, about somewhere I remember you from on Friday the Next. That's when you were getting it. You're behind.
you're
because you was wilding out.
Yeah, man. Uncle Elroy had to put it on me.
Uncle Elroy don't play that, man.
Nah, man, he wasn't at all.
Yeah, see, I'm feeling the fact that, you know, coming from an actor's background, you're an artist that got substance. I mean, you go from Sweat to Delay. I mean, that's a crazy transition of showing range as an artist.
Yeah, man, definitely. I mean, that's what I've always been about when it came to music. I really always wanted to have a message behind what I put out. And, you know, like you said, being able to go from Sweat to a song like Delay was basically showing the range. You know, just like when it comes to acting, you have to be able to pull off different characters. You got to make sure that the people who are watching believe exactly what you're portraying. And when it comes to music, man, I have a range of everything. I enjoy all types of music, so I'm able to create all types.
Mm. Well, definitely. Wow. And I like that, man, because I'm personally, you know, I tell people all the time, like, you know, especially African American, the first thing you want to say is, oh, man, what kind of hip hop listen to? Like, I like to listen to everything. So that's why I like your music. You know, you not only is it mature, but, you know, it kind of has all those different sounds of different genres built into one. And I like that because if you want to think on an international base, you got to think widespread, and I appreciate that with your music.
Yeah. I like
it.
You get people who get an actor, and you like, okay, I'm going to listen to them, let me pop them in. Okay, bam, So Many Girls. Yeah, okay, it's jamming. So once you say, okay, he's an actor, you thinking, oh, he's going to suck. But once you pop you in, you're like, okay, this don't suck. And then you pop in the next one, you're like, this don't suck. And you're like, pop in the next one. But damn, I guess he is a good rapper. You got to prove yourself. And you did a good job of doing that.
Yeah, man, thank you. I've always wanted the music to speak for itself, man. I understood that it wasn't going to be an easy journey when it came to, okay, yeah, just because I have the fame already being known from my acting side. I knew it was going to be a journey, and it was going to be a you know, me hustling and grinding it out, because I'd already know what the, you know, the pretense of being an actor comes with. Oh, he's trying to do music now. Oh, he's trying to be Drake. Oh, he's trying to be a Will Smith. That's not that at all. I enjoy making music. It's a hobby of mine. It's a talent that I have, and I know I have, so I'm going to go ahead and run with it. I enjoy making music.
Wow, that's what's up.
Yeah. I have a question for you. I'm Keith. How do you find that balance, like, with the music and the acting side? Because that's hard work.
Yeah, I find the balance really just by doing it, man. A lot of people, you know, I remember when I first started, everyone was like, yo, you're not going to be able to balance out the two. And it really, it comes down to having that hard work ethic. Like, no matter what, you got to get the job done. You know, I remember when I was having studio sessions till, you know, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had to go in and audition for a film at 10 o'clock in the morning without, you know,
wow,
really having had enough sleep. But that's just what it is, man. You know, I enjoy what I do, and it's all fun and games for me at the end of the day.
Wow.
You're one of those people that's true to the thing where, you know, and me and DJP, we talk about this all the time. We don't sleep, you know. It's, when you work in the industry, it's, sleep is kind of like a foreign theme. You don't sleep, you do power naps.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That sleeping is like a taboo here.
Wow.
Yeah, right,
so,
sometimes when I'm sleepy, I don't pop a Molly, but I still do like
him. Okay.
I don't know about
Molly.
I mean, my name ain't Jacob or Edward. I don't eat people. I don't know about pop a Molly.
Wild.
But hey, but shout out to my people who do it though. I mean, you know.
Don't try me now, cause hey, I'm a vampire, but I don't kill you. I don't bite you, boy. Every night, I'm laying by ladies, but other than that, I'm a pretty peaceful vampire.
Yeah, that's about right.
CJ is the clan.
Now, okay, so man, you know, I want to talk. You know, we just played one of your tracks, Sweat, man. Kind of tell us about that one, cause you know that's gonna be a hot one for all the ladies and the fellas that's trying to work out some pounds for the new year. Kind of tell us about that track and the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, man, Sweat It Out really just became out. Like, I really wanted to do a record that would be able to, you know, either motivate those in the gym or for a girl to be able to twerk something. So that's all it really came down to.
Oh.
Yeah, to put out a record.
One of my favorite words.
Yeah.
That's my
favorite
word. Word. Oh, man. Now, you know, speaking of new songs, we about to play one of your new songs. We'll talk about that next. Which is Ride, and this is with your boy Chris Batson. Man, kind of tell us about that track, because you know, I got a chance to listen to it a little bit, and this is gonna be the first time the listeners get to hear it. So, kind of tell us a little bit about that track.
And it jams.
Yeah, the song Ride, man, is you know, me and Chris Batson collaborate on this project called After Everything Fades. Is buzzing right now in the industry, on the internet, and in the streets. And Ride seems to be the fan favorite. I literally just got finished shooting the music video yesterday. I ain't got no driver's license, and I don't have a motorcycle driver's license, and I was riding on a Ducati through the streets of L.A. Yesterday, so it's been crazy for the video shoot, but y'all get to see that soon. But Ride is definitely that special record, man. The fans love it. I love it. Chris loves it, man. So, yeah, go ahead and let them have it.
They gonna love it. Their mama's gonna love it. Their mama's mama gonna love it. They said they cut it twice a move, gonna love it. There you go.
That was
all right, we gonna play.
Yeah, right. And that's one of those songs where, you know, you be listening to it, and then you start feeling like you a superstar too, and you start singing, especially when you got your headphones on. You be singing out loud. Walking to the grocery store, your groceries, you know what I'm saying, thinking about that special someone who's gonna ride for you. And then, you know, sometimes the emotions just carry you away where you turn into a Target superstar.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Go ahead.
Right, so we're going to drop the record. We're going to come back with my boy Khalil Thomas right here on the Crazy Show on the net, Life and Death Live.
Here we go. Woo-woo.
You say you love me. Well, say that you just one more time. Say you. Nobody needs to know what's going on. Everybody trying to be up in my business. Hush your mouth and I ain't trying to be offensive. But when I'm trying to score, I need assist from you. And when your girl's ass, tell them play the game, guess who? No sub tweets, just grip the sheets. Hitting your peak when you belong to me. Cause the city too small and my name too known. Last thing I need is somebody to say something wrong. Wanna be with me? Gotta know I love my privacy. Keep it 100. You ain't never got a lot of me. Soon as I see you slipping, girl, you tripping. Script gets to flipping. See, even though I'm messing with you, I don't really need you now. Settle up and let freaking Klee please you, girl.
You say you love me. We'll say this shit just one more time.
We don't need that shit. Rex love and passion, man, I breathe that shit. I breathe that shit. Let me know how you want, how you feeling. Only if you're down for the night, keep it reeling. I can take you higher while we blasting those sinners. Man, you already know what we dealing with. Cause for this, this is it. And I really wanna make this happen, girl. We can keep it low key, fuck everybody asking, girl. And the night just feels so live. Yeah. Turn you down to
Life at Death Live with your boy,
hey.
P-Buck, Terry, girl, Terry Lamone, Keisha Diva, our special guest, my boy, Khalil Thomas in the building. I just heard it first, here first, ride by my boy, Khalil Thomas. So there you go. And
yeah,
it's
man,
been great to have you back in the building, man. That was, I like that track. It's one of those tracks you can get behind a girl, just let her just grind on you, you know, while you're getting inspired by the song.
Oh yeah, definitely. That was definitely the inspiration behind the record.
Man, yeah. I started flashing back to H Town where, you know, back in the day we used to tick dance. I was like, bam, I was in here doing my moves, ready to take over the dance world.
We're doing the Dragon Ball Z on them.
Y'all wild, y'all fools. Y'all fools.
That's what we do, you know, I be getting the moves, man, you know. That's one of my dreams, man, to be a I want to be a famous dancer someday, man. We gonna make it happen.
Oh, Lord. man, that's where I want to be a famous dancer, but I got two left hands on my feet. They just don't work right.
You might as well just stay off the dance floor, man. You shouldn't even be allowed to dance until then. They ain't leave you up top. You're going to have some kind of injury.
you gotta work your clout up. You know, you work your clout up, then you just stand there and just let her do her thing, and you be like, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I do. My two left feet.
I
just stand there now. I do the statue
mm-hmm.
dance.
But yeah, like I said, that's definitely. You know, because I have got, like you said, you made sweat, kind of like, a, you know, made sweat like the twerk song. And then, you know, I like that because it's a transition. You got the twerk song, then you got, all right, you know, I got to put my slow jam voice on. All right, everybody, we're about to slow down for all the couples. Find that special song when you're on the floor. So
yeah,
that's
Ride
that's,
is definitely
I mean,
a grown
like that,
sexy
man.
Version of everything. Yeah, Ride is definitely
yeah.
a grown sexy version of the records.
Was definitely, and I, like you said, like my boy DJ P said earlier, that's the thing we like about, you know, you being able to do that, and that's one of the tough questions, you know, a lot of people been wondering is, you know, basically, how are you able to transition from being a child star to, you know, to being this grown man and then being able to, know, let, you know, do it flawlessly and let everybody know, hey, yeah, I was known for where I was and being a child, but now I'm a grown person and I'm holding it down. How are you able to make that transition? Because some people it's hard for them.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, it's not an easy task at all. You know, I mean, coming from the acting side, there's actors, you know, who have a hard time transitioning from a child actor into, you know, to the teenage roles, to a grown man role. But I've always been able to keep my acting, you know, I picked my roles very carefully in order to be able to show that transition. I was able to do a film like Holes, and then to be able to do a movie like Dirty within that same time frame with Cuba Gooding Jr., which was based on, you know, the Rampart scandal here in Los Angeles, California, and, you know, to show Dirty Cops, you know, for the fans to see me go from a character like Zero to a character like Splooge and Dirty, who was dealing with drugs and who was able to, you know, who was, you know, dealing drugs through the streets, that was a transition period. To go from that to a film like Remember the Days, where it showed me as a troubled teenager who was in high school who really didn't care, was a transition period for me to be able to go from, you know, that to Sons of Anarchy and you know, the Bernie Mac show and 90210, which showed another transition period. So I was able to continue on the acting side for the people to be able to see that, yo, he's continued and he's grown already. Like, we've seen him since here, but he's grown. And also just keeping the music steady. You know, when I was 13, I was in the film Holes, and I actually wrote the theme song for that film. So I've always been able to do music. You know, after Roll Bounce, me and Bow Wow linked up, I was his hype man for every single screen tour. Worked with Sean Kingston, worked with Soulja Boy. So I've always been in the media's eye as far as music as well. But, you know, it took till maybe 2 or 3 years ago where I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go on full ground with my music. Started dropping mixtape after mixtape. Signed last year with Executive Dream, and we've just been grinding and hustling ever since.
Wow.
Man, you said something about Executive Dream, man. Kind of share like just the behind the scenes of Dave working with him. Like, how's it working with him, and how pushing that to you another level?
Shout out to Lex and the Reject. They holding it down.
Yeah, man. Lex and Reject, man, that's my team, man. Literally, I met Lex, and you know, we just talked and became really good friends. And then a week later, I had released a remix to Kelly Rowland's Motivation, and the internet loved it. It was a trending topic on Twitter like that very same day, and I called Lex on Monday and was like, yo, I want to shoot a video for it. He was like, cool. So we shot a video Wednesday for it, and then the video was out by Friday. And just someone,
wow.
Just, you know, seeing how Lex was able to just grind like me, and he had such a hard work ethic, I knew that these are the people that I wanted to surround myself with. Because before that, it was just me. I had no team behind me. It was just me literally in my room creating stuff and putting these music videos out, you know, through just the people I was meeting. But when I met Lex and met Reject and seeing that they had a hardworking mentality just like I did and was able to put things together so quick, I knew this was the team I wanted to be with. Lex and Reject introduced me to, you know, Jacob and Jimmy down there in Texas. And ever since then, man, we've just been grinding and working and going. You know, to have a video on BET on 106 and Park, and to have a video on MTV, and to be able to go to South by Southwest and perform, which was a goal of mine, it was great.
That is great.
Terry and Keith had a crazy, you know, they had a question. I'm the dumb hell of that, because you know me, I'm going to just chill on that one. But I'm going to let y'all, you know, they had a question for you. Go ahead, y'all. You hit them up with it.
How you doing? It's Taryn Lamont talking to you. What me and some of the ladies and my girl Kiss Diva wants to know is, do you consider yourself a ladies' man?
Do I consider myself a ladies' man?
Yeah,
I mean, it seems that, you know, the ladies seem to always like me, so, you know, I just say hello and, you know,
ooh,
he's a gentleman and I am.
You are cute,
you know,
so you just go ahead and say yes, I'm a ladies' man. Just go ahead and say yes.
I say yes, sir. I'm a gentleman at heart, you know, so I really don't stress on. I just say hello, and, you know, you want to strike up a conversation, we'll strike up a conversation.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow, he is a cutie, and he's doing his thing. That is a plus in the industry, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, I know a lot of listeners right now, they're taking notes. They're like, mm-hmm, not me. Oh, wow. Now, I see we got another call. You know, I'm going to go ahead. If any of the listeners, y'all listening, feel free. I'm going to take a couple callers, too. If you got any questions you want to ask or just want to show some love, you can call in at 347-202-0389.
I'm
going to
go down the stairs
and move me over there. Definitely now. Let's see what we got. We got somebody from the 816. Area code, you're on Life of the Dust Live, special guest Kilo Thomas. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good,
nice,
how are you?
This.
I'm good. Cleo, this is Lady So Slick. I was just wondering, where do you get a lot of the material for your music? So I've been a fan for like ever. And sometimes it's just like, where in the world did this come from? So where do you get some of your material from?
A lot of the material, to be honest with you, comes from real-life experiences, man. I've seen a lot already at the age of 23, so being able to pull from real-life experiences has always been, you know, my best way of writing. So everything you hear, you know, like Delay, everything that you heard in that record was real from both me and Chris's parts. You know, when it comes to the other songs, the party songs, like the times I've been in the clubs and had a good time or, you know, been around people who party, those are really just the inspiration behind the record. So just life in general, I find is the best inspiration.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you.
Forever? Wow.
Definitely. Okay, Carl, I do appreciate you coming. That was definitely a very great question. Yeah, you got a feature interviewer in the building.
Oh, no. 817, where is 817?
816, that's in Missouri.
816, Missouri. Y'all pop mollies out there?
Oh, my God. You
and
these mollies. Oh, my God.
Hi.
We're on a worldwide tour. We want those to hit by the mollies.
I'm like, where is Molly? Like, where is Carmen San Diego?
That's a real question. We're going to find out. We're going to ask everybody. We're going to find out where Molly is and why she became so popular.
We don't have Molly in Kansas City, Missouri.
ain't got Molly not out there. Uh-oh. There you go.
Oh,
no.
That's funny. That's where old girl was saying Keisha originated at.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I want to send a shout-out to I see you over in the chat, Master Media Radio and Miss Computer Lady. I see y'all. What's up? All right. I got another man question. It's definitely been in my mind, and definitely a lot of people are going to say it's going to be a tough one for you. If you had to pick your favorite song and pick your favorite project that you've done, as far as the acting, which one? What would you pick from each side?
Man, favorite song that I released. Man, that's hard.
Let me give you some time. Let me give you the Jeopardy music to think about it.
I know, right?
We always gotta make sure we got it ready for when y'all gotta think about it. All right, y'all ready? You ready, Alex? Alex over there, ready? But oh, he pressed his music. I've been waiting all night. All right, so here you go. Think about it now.
That's a dang thing.
I'm about to freestyle to this beat. Man, I love this beat.
Now you get to think about it.
Hey, we're going to get our, we'll get our big kicker on.
All right, there we go. You ready? You ready? I think you got them ready. We got them ready. All right, so go ahead. Your
right,
question again
song
is, favorite song that you've done, you release, and favorite project as far as acting that you release?
I'll do it like this. Favorite verse I've ever written has to be Delay. Favorite verse I've ever written has to be Delay. Favorite song I've ever released, it's a tie between Burn It Down and Ride right now. At this point in time in my life, it's definitely a tie between those two. Favorite movie project I've done, man, it's a tie between three films. It's a tie between Holes, Roll Bounce, and Hurricane Season. Because in Hurricane Season, I got to, you know, do a love of mine. I got to play basketball all day with me, Forrest Whitaker, Bow Wow, Taraji P. Henson, and Isaiah Washington. And Roll Bounce was me and Bow skating all day. And then in Holes, man, you know, that was my first breakout film. So those are definitely a tie between the three.
You know what? I'm gonna say my favorite movie by you was Walking Tall, because that was a tough role for you to play.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. To be on set, I was the only kid in the movie, really. And you know, for me to be starring opposite The Rock, you know, I was such a big fan as a kid growing up. It was great to be on that set.
My favorite role you played a million times on cable already in the past couple months.
My favorite role was So Many Girls, because that was pretty much a movie at the beginning of the video.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of guys can relate to that.
Yeah, we shot that in Miami, Florida, man. We had a great time. We got the jet skis out. We got the speedboat out. We threw a party for real, man, and people had a great time. A lot of people came out and supported, man, and we really threw a house party. People jumped off the roof. People was in the bouncy house. It was crazy. So we just documented everything pretty much.
Yeah, you get that. You get your chick like, oh my goodness, you grinding too hard. I don't ever see you where you be at. I'm about to leave you because you work too hard.
Right. But that comes with the industry, though. That comes with the industry.
But then they come right back, though. They come
right
back.
And then they come right back.
It ain't for mommy.
They come for that Molly. That's what it is, Molly. They're looking for Molly.
Definitely not Molly. That's not why they come back.
Nah, but drug-free is the way to be. City J passed me that crown. It's going down.
But
I ain't say nothing about alcohol.
We gonna big you up because, you know, you coming to us, so you coming to me and DJ P, but CK on this week, man. Kind of let us know, man, what you getting ready to do here in the good DF Dub.
Man, I'm headed down to Dallas, man. You know, going to be doing a Toys for Tots event to give these kids something for Christmas, you know. Also hosting a couple events down there. If you need all the information on it, make sure you just hit up my Twitter page, twitter.com/KHLEO_T. Also the information on the Instagram, which is just Cleo, same as the Twitter, KHLEO_T. We're coming out to Dallas, man. The whole Slick Living crew going to be there, so make sure y'all come out. Me and Chris Bassing going to put on one hell of a show. It's going to be great.
Uh-oh, look like it's turn-up time.
Turn-up. As long as the lady's there, I know it's going to be fun, so it's going to be a lot of greatness.
Oh, yeah, he's right. A lady man. Yeah, you can tell, yeah. Right? He's like, long as the lady's there.
Hey, man,
we had
Thursday.
We had the ladies come to you.
Thursday, shout-out to Vintage Road. Vintage Rose, when he doing his thing, J. Rose going to be performing with you Thursday, too. He just got a track that was on Game album.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Yo, shout out to everyone who on the Game's album just dropped. Man, make sure everyone will get that Jesus Peace album. It's a great album. I know L.A., everybody in L.A. talking about it right now. It's a classic album. It's beautiful.
Yeah, as far as, another tough question for you is, as far as the music, who would you say would be And I'm not going to name each one, because that's always the hardest thing to do. I'm going to give you three. Three people that you would want to work, you like dream people you would want to work with. As far as with music, and three people as far as with acting.
All right. Three people as far as acting, I'd love to start opposite of. Man, I would love to start opposite of Leonardo DiCaprio, man, because he brings it every single time he's on film. You know, I got to already fulfill one of the people I wanted to work with, which was Forrest Whitaker. That was a great experience for me. I learned so much from him on the film Hurricane Season. And the third person, man, I would have to say Robert Downey Jr. That'd be a great. I'd love to start opposite of him in the film, man. That's great. And then as far as on the music side, I'd love to work with Swizz Beatz. I'd love to work with Kanye. I'd also love to work with. I wish I had a chance to work with Rick James before he passed, man. That'd have been a dream of mine.
They should have never gave y'all niggas money.
and that's what bothers. That right there, exactly what he did. It bothers me the most because I feel like, you know, our generation only knows Rick James because of that. But a lot of people don't understand that this man Rick James was an incredible artist. He wrote songs for different people. Like, his stage presence was amazing. His stage show was incredible. Like, Rick James was a true artist to the being. And it kills me that this generation won't know him because of the Dave Chappelle skit. It's crazy, but that has definitely been my dream to work with him.
Ooh. Wow.
Cole,
I have a question for you as well.
Go ahead.
My song, bro.
I have a question for you. What was your motivation? What just made you want to go up, like, just do it and don't stop until you reach the top and, you know, just be great? Because right now that's what you are. You are great. You're awesome. I'm not a groupie, but I guess I'll join the bandwagon, and I definitely look forward to your new projects. I'm on you, best believe. Be on the lookout for Keith. What's your motivation?
Man, motivation is really just in me. Since the beginning, man, I told my mother I wanted to be an actor at the age of 5 years old. I knew that's what I wanted to be. And it all came down to me just wanting to entertain people. I wanted to be able to bring people through emotions, whether it was happy, sadness, mad, whatever the case was. I wanted to be able to entertain people. And that's what I've been just continuing to do. So just the drive to get reaction, the drive to get to make people feel a certain way, to really feel emotion. That's really been my drive this whole time, man. I love my craft, and I'm going to continue to do it.
Wow. Yes. Beautiful. Yes. You are great. You're great.
Well,
I'm going to say,
stopping by the Life After Dusk Live. Well, go ahead and let everybody know, man, how they can catch up with your projects and whatnot. You know, Twitter, Facebook, website, let them know, man.
Man, definitely. Make sure you go check out listen2aef.com to download After Everything Phase, the collaboration project between me and Chris Batson. As well as make sure you go check out slicklivingapparel.com. You can go order your limited edition Slick Living t-shirts. We all sold out a hoodie, sorry, but we'll be dropping more designs ASAP soon. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Cleo, K-H-L-E-O underscore T. Instagram is the same, facebook.com/Cleo Thomas. And make sure you check out the visual album for After Everything Phase on YouTube as well, Slick Living.
We definitely just say, man, we appreciate you for coming through, man. And I definitely, you know, it's funny that me and DJ people were talking about this before the show. And I mean, kind of just closed out on this. You know, he's like, man, you know what? I know a lot of child stars is doing their thing as adults have been coming through your show. And that's because I like that, because I like showing people that, you know, every time we see all these stories about child stars, it's always negative stuff. But people like you that's doing it up, and every time you see something about you, it's always in the positive light. So it's always a great thing to see people like you to come on the show.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. I really got to thank my parents and God for all that, for keeping me, you know, keeping my mind state right. You know, I've never been influenced by this industry, because this industry didn't raise me. My parents did. You know, I've been one to never drink, never smoke. It's just not something I judge. I've just never been into it. That's just me. I can only be me and be the individual that I am and try to motivate my peers. That's really it.
Wow.
Definitely, man. That's it. I definitely appreciate watching you grow and whatnot, man. We look forward to seeing you when you come to Dallas, man. But we're going to go ahead gonna go to another one of your songs, and definitely, like I said, I appreciate you for coming through. But I'm gonna have you introduce this other song before we get ready for you rolling out, man. Oh, tell everyone about Thank You California.
Oh yeah, man, definitely. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it, man. Everyone listening, thanks for calling in as well. The next song you're about to hear is a song called Thank You California. Really, the inspiration behind this record is, I love California. I was raised in the city of Los Angeles, and really just giving praise back to my city. No matter where I go, I'm always love home, and that's California.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Continue staying humble like you are, man. Keep doing it up.
Much love, y'all. Thank you.
No problem.
Damn, it feel good to be home. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. Made me wanna pack up all the suitcases and make a move and rock with something new. Have a good time in the loo, cause she can act a fool. When I hit up NYC, she like to roll around with me. The later we roll in the sheets, I swear I never sleep. When I'm down in H-Town, slow it down when she moves. She subtle when I hit it, that chopping screws. But when I'm all alone, all I think about is home. She been there from the start, and I know she never wrong. I keep her in my heart whenever I'm away. Been all over the place, I can't wait to see your face. I say hey, oh. Damn, it feel good to be on. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. Keep it real with her, and that's the only rule. But when I see that T-Dot, love to make her knees lock. I take it down pronto, beat it up, bongo, let's go on to the next. I'm chilling with my South Beach, bring her talents to the bedroom. Yeah, she got that ATL, be riding like a stallion in the races. I just found out that her and New Orleans might be related. When I'm all alone, all I think about is home. She been there from the start, and I know she never wrong. I keep her in my home whenever I'm away. Been all over the place, I can't wait to see your face. I say hey, oh. Damn, it feel good to be on. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. Love you forever. You always bring the sunny days. We don't need an umbrella. Hold me down when I'm gone. Ringtones on my phone. I know Cali got that good, so she keep me blown. You've been right here for the long run. For you, I'll dodge it, baby. You the home run. Don't ever listen to what they say, though. Been all over the place. I can't wait to see your face. I said, hey, oh. Damn, it feel good to be home. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. I said, hey, oh. Damn, it feel good when she on. The West Side girl, give me West Side love, thank California.
Y'all get ready rolling out. Y'all miss any parts of the show, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. If you, or you can check it out on iTunes, download for free. Just type in Life It Does Live. Look for the episode with Khalil Thomas, and you can download for free. We're rolling on and out, reminding you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Rolling on out. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.